Hey, hey, this is Mr. I Think Different Antoine Royale. Good morning, folks. This episode today is about men taking responsibility. Because yesterday was about women taking responsibility. Now let's talk about men taking responsibility. Fellas, you got to understand that when we grew up, a lot of the women grow tired. Now, when we were younger, we wanted to run around, show off for our friends. They wanted to tie down, and then we didn't want to, but we would lie to them. And not me, but I'm just going to say we as far as men, because I don't want to exclude nobody. But, you know, a lot of men would lie to them and be like, oh, yeah, you my baby, you the only one, just to hold her down, but you don't want nobody else to get it. And then she found out you cheating and all that, you hurt her. Now you older, you ready to settle down, and she not. She want to live her best life because she done spent all her younger years trying to be in relationships. Now she want to live her best life. Now you feeling hurt. But you can't take it how you was giving it. So when you grew up, they grew tired. That's how I am with the public. Like when everybody grew up, I grew tired. I don't even feel like it. My tolerance level was up. So I can understand women on a certain aspect. Another thing. I understand that women can be a headache, they're emotional, but this is the game of relationships. It's a matrix, marriage, relationships, that game. It's a game that you graduate into marriage and then have kids, family. If you don't want to plug into that matrix or you can't consider the consequences, then leave it alone. If you want more than one woman, let her know. You don't have to lie to her and all this other cool shit. And then when something come out, like she breaking your windows and slashing your tires, she drunk. But then when she leave you alone to go find her own peace, now it's a problem. You see what I'm saying? Like, take responsibility. A lot of y'all are assholes to a woman. Go get locked up. Speak all this good shit. How y'all gonna get married? And how you gonna do better when you get home? Just for y'all to come home and be a bigger asshole than you was before you went in. And as soon as she find her little bit of peace, it's, oh, you a whore. How? How? What was she for dealing with your ass when you was doing what you was doing? She'd have been a dummy to still deal with a whore. So you be a dummy to still deal with a whore. Leave her the fuck alone. She don't wanna be bothered with you no more. Your time is expired. The thing is, you can't take it because you so used to somebody catering to your nut ass all day. Then when somebody see that you not really thorough at heart, or you ain't got their best interests at heart, your narcissistic, selfish ass wanna go and, oh, well, it's your fault, bitch, you shouldn't have did this. I have so many people that I done saved from killing their baby mom's new boyfriend. Really, like, had a lot of people because men can't take what they give. And they be on some pussy shit. So the thing is, if you don't want to play the game, don't play the game. But if you do play the game, don't play the game with somebody that want a family. And you know that shit is a headache. You know it's stressful. You know they're emotional. But don't get in there and be like, all right, I'm going to quit. Or I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You can let go if it's too toxic. And it ain't like, you know, no balance there. Like, she should let go. But you got to be able to give it. Or take it how you give it. Just know the game could be reversed back on you. Just the way that you put the game out, you putting it out there, it can be reversed back on you. So you can't blame anybody. Don't be going to yell. You got to take that pain and come with it. Like, damn, I'm salty. You just got to know that you're salty. Don't sit here and keep trying to point fingers because now you look like one of them. Because I done seen men, when a girl get tired and she start doing her, now he slashing tires and busting windows and at the door like a woman. But what was it before then? Y'all all play all fucking day and don't want to take no seriousness, men or women. But at the same time, we talking about you men right now. Tighten the fuck up. And another thing, you can't require a certain type of girl if you can't acquire the things that's needed to maintain a certain type of girl. Everybody want a bad bitch until it come with her hand out saying she need a pair of Louis Vuittons. She had Louis Vuittons before she met you. All that shit you see, a lot of niggas is buying them. So you gonna be one in the group. If you can't buy it, then you out the group. So stop asking for bad bitches if you know you can't maintain them. Stop asking for a wife or a housewife if you know you can't maintain it. If you want a housewife, you got to be able to take care of the bills and all that shit because she don't have the hustle. How the fuck you get mad at her if she don't have the, like, if she ain't got the money and she ain't here cooking, cleaning and all that, but then you just out there, you out here working, but you ain't bringing nothing in the crib, but you pointing at her talking about what the fuck is you doing? Or if she get a little part-time gig and then, you know, she got to take care of kids and do all this. All you doing is running around, running the streets all day. We understand you want your free time, so do she. But at the same time, you agree with this and then leave her in the house with the kids all day and wonder why she tired. Like, she tired. Can't nobody work and cook and all that and then she tired. Like, what the fuck? She tired. You don't give a fuck about nobody else's situation, but then want to get mad because, oh, she ain't the woman I need her to be. She ain't going to be the woman you need her to be because she cook, she clean, she watch the kids, and she work. All you do is work, come the fuck home, take a shower, and run out with your friends. But you think that's sufficient enough. Oh, we men, we supposed to be. No, you one of the family. That's a partnership deal. Y'all take turns, and it's times, it's order and times for shit. That shit ain't easy. That's the hardest thing in the world, to be in a relationship or to raise kids. So don't think you, oh, I'm from the bottom, I come from the mud, I'm from the muscle. I'm the toughest thing in the world is to raise a child or to be a husband. So how about you do that and challenge yourself for at least 5 to 10. I say challenge yourself for at least 7 years on how to raise something. Have a baby and raise it for 7 years. Have a marriage and then stick with it for 7 years before you give up. And try to be even on, like, even kills. Like, it ain't no, oh, man, she did this, she did this, she ain't doing enough. No, you ain't doing enough on your end. Take responsibility for the part that you played in the situation. Or the part that you play in the situation. Maybe you not doing enough because you got her doing too much. Oh, well, women this, women that. Well, then go get you somebody that can accept a sister wife. If you can get a girl that can accept a sister wife, which I'm looking for, if you do, you know, let me find a group. But if you can find somebody that can accept a sister wife, then let me know. Because, you know, like I said, I'm trying to be down there. I need a sister wife. But for the most part, you ain't going to find that. So therefore, it's a whole lot with you niggas. Like, a whole lot. So when you doing shit, you got to remember that it's your family first. And if you talking about family, 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 and the way you treat your family, like, I got a person that every time they go through something, he putting it out in the streets. You just a woman and you shady. I don't even fuck with you because you treat your wife wrong and you talk all this family shit. You can't come to me talking family shit and you big on family and kids, but you treating your wife wrong. That means I can't trust you. I look at how people treat other people. The same thing with men. You gotta look at the women. How do they treat the other people around them? How do they treat their friends? How do they treat their parents? How do they treat their kids? How do they discipline their kids? Do they discipline their kids at all? If you're gonna be into a co-parenting situation where, like, you got kids and she got kids and y'all coming together to create a family. Now, if y'all got a kid, she got a kid, and y'all making a kid on your own, like, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta look at things. How does she treat her nieces and nephews? Is she family oriented? Did she take care? Like, was she, you know what I mean? You got to look at those type of things and know that these are what you, these are the things that you're going to have to pay attention to. Even if it's a whore, like, I hate when niggas be talking all that. Oh, yeah. One guy talking about, yeah, I hit. Oh, I hit too. Everybody brag about who they fuck. And this, like, when they fuck this one girl, but when the one girl come out with AIDS or herpes, it's, oh, no, man, I had a condom on. Oh, no, man, I just got my dick sucked. Ain't nothing like that. No, the kid, you was a part of that group wanting everything easy. Now you can't take responsibility because you probably got it because you don't want to go to the fucking clinic, you dirty dick ass nigga. That's the problem with y'all. The problem. And it's mostly black men. The darkies, usually. Yeah, I said it. I don't give a fuck. Because that's why we got these broken homes out here. You got a lot of women out here that won't allow a man to leave, but then you got a lot of men out here that ain't leaders. So it's both parties. You know what I mean? You got a lot of women out, like, black women fucked up out here. But the black men are awful. Like, atrocious. Just the whole black culture, as far as, like, what y'all claim is black, is fucked up. And it's more single parent homes and all that than anything. And then y'all be, oh, we good parents and all. That's cool. And I don't even care if y'all married or not. If y'all can co-parent, just be in each other's, like, both of y'all can co-parent and be in the kids' lives. It's different. You know what I mean? I know it's a different time. We ain't thinking marriage. I don't think marriage no more neither. But it's about the kids. It's about your legacy. What is your contribution to the world? Like, is it to be on the block and have them little snot-nosed motherfuckers doing nothing? Like, what's the verdict? You gonna have a bunch of badass kids growing up to, like, run the streets and get into, like, the same cycle. And y'all think that shit cute and cool, and it's not. Until y'all gotta pay for a fucking funeral. Like, black people the dumbest motherfuckers in the world. I can't. Maybe it's me. I think different. Peace.